The 11th station, Mary and John at the foot of the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Near the cross of Jesus, there stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. Seeing his mother there with the disciple whom he loved, Jesus said to his mother, "Woman, there is your son." In turn, he said to the disciple, "There is your mother." From that hour onward, the disciple took Mary into his care.
Suffering, like a sword, will pierce your heart, had prophesied old Simon. On Calvary, Mary experienced the fulfillment of that prophecy in its fullness. And once again, she said in her heart, "Let it be done to me as you said. No one on earth loved you as your mother did, Lord, nor did you love any other person on earth as you loved her." And she was there, witness and sharer of your redeeming suffering. By entrusting her to John, you provided for the remaining days of your mother. By entrusting her to John, to her you provided for all mankind. For you gave us all your very own mother as our mother. May we be as loving children to her as you were.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Jesus Christ, crucified,
have mercy on us.
May the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace.
Amen.